The palace in one day. He was released from prison. He was married to Shlomis Alexandra, to Shlomtzion Amalka, and he was officially installed as the king and as the high priest, as the Kohen Gadol. Now, until the time of Alexander Yanai, even though the Hashmonaim princes served as the king and served as the high priest, they were sensitive to the problems that were raised thereby. They were sensitive to the objections of Chazal. And therefore, Mr. Lobenstein pointed out to me last week, and I checked it over in the books again this week, for instance, all the coins that were minted in the time of Shimon and in the time of Yochanan Hyrcanus said, Shimon HaKohen HaGadol, V'chever ha-Yehudim. Yochanan ha-Kohen ha-Gadol v'chever ha-Yehudim. Nowhere on the coin did it say that he was the king. Publicly, they went out of their way not to say they were the king. Even though, in fact, de facto, he was the king. But they went out of their way to avoid exacerbating this issue. But when Alexander Yanai became the head, Alexander Yanai is a man with no inhibitions, none, good or bad. When he is good, there is no one better. And when he is evil, there is no one worse. He's a man of extremes, a man of moods, a volatile, volcanic personality. The first thing he did was proclaim himself the Melech. He made for himself a crown that was expensive, gaudy, and public. And he wore it. And that's why we find in the Gemara that the Prushim said to him, Tul keser me'al roshecha, take the crown off of your head. In other words, if you want to be the king, so we can't stop you, but don't do it publicly. Don't flaunt it. But he was a person that was uncontrollable in all matters in life. Now, Alexander Yanai, as I told you, was a great warrior. And he was also a very shrewd, cunning politician and diplomat. When he came to the throne in the year 103, before the Common Era, we have here a very volatile situation throughout the Middle East. For a change. And just for a moment, I'll explain it to you what was going on. The Southern Empire, the Empire of Egypt, the Ptolemaic Empire, was ruled by a woman called Cleopatra. She had a son called Ptolemy Latareus, who was in revolt against his mother to take over the government. So the Southern Empire was divided by this revolution, which would go on for 15, 20 years between the son and the mother. In the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, what is today south of Beersheba, the Negev, south of Beersheba to Eilat, the Arabs who lived there, originally the Bedouin Arabs, and now they became less nomadic and more stable, had a country which they called Nabatea. And it's the Nabatean civilization, the Nabatean society. One of the great secrets of the Negev is how did they live there? They evidently invented a system that will enable them to catch the water that falls in the Negev. And there are vast amounts of water that fall in the Negev 2 or 3 months a year, and to preserve that water and use it all year. Because they had farms, and they had vegetation, and they grew crops, and they raised cattle, and they had cities. I mean, you cannot have a city without water. The Israelis have been trying for the past 30 years through archaeology and other means to figure out what they did. Because if we could unlock that secret, then we could do it. and that would open for